USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday night near the port city of Acapulco, Mexico. Seismologist says it shook the capital, Mexico City, more than 230 miles away. Roughly 100 aftershocks ranging in the fours and fives have been rocking the area since the initial quake. The State Department expressed concern late Tuesday about the Taliban's new all-male interim cabinet in Afghanistan, which includes a minister who's on a U.S. terrorism list. Also, four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees released by President Obama have found new positions in the Taliban's Afghanistan government. Fort McCoy Army Base in Wisconsin has identified a case of the measles this week as thousands of Afghan refugees were brought in by the Biden administration as part of a mass evacuation effort in the wake of the Taliban takeover in Kabul. Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin is sounding an alarm. He says unvetted Afghan refugees are being allowed to leave the base. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Biden administration is requesting tens of billions of dollars for disaster relief. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying after newly released documents appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. The nonprofit The Intercept released detailed documents given to EcoHealth Alliance, the group that funneled federal funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for altering mutant viruses. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Let's get an update on the new COVID-19 variant called Mu. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News.
Not a big threat right now, and this is good news, but we do need to keep an eye on it. We do need to monitor it. This new variant, the fifth variant of interest, was discovered in Colombia earlier this year in January, and it had spread to almost 40 different countries, including the United States. But it only accounts for about 1% of the cases here in the United States, around 2,000 cases. Most of them we're finding in California. And the concern is that potentially our vaccines are not as effective against this particular strain, against this variant. So we just need to keep an eye on it. We need to follow it. We still have Delta that makes up the majority of the cases. But we want to prevent more mutations from occurring. We can do that by getting vaccinated, taking precautions, and then continuing to monitor for new variants. In the lab, in vitro studies show that these vaccines may have certain mutations similar to the South African variant, similar to the UK variant, that makes our vaccines a little bit weak. And it also shows that potentially the monoclonal antibody treatments that we have may not be as effective. But it's important to note that this is only in the lab. We do not have evidence that this is true in real world. We do not have clinical evidence to show this. It's only in the lab. So sometimes what we see and what we do in the lab does not always translate into the real world.
The new variants are not deadlier and still have a better than 99% recovery rate for people under 70 years of age. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.